The anti-sprawl movement is targeting Walmart because of the company's practice of building huge stores on the edge of metropolitan areas. That can be bad for the environment because it forces people to drive farther to shop. It can also be bad for the local economy because a superstore on the edge of town can be the death knell for small downtown retailers. That's the argument of Greg Leroy of the Washington, D.C.-based group Good Jobs First. He says citizens groups are increasingly telling Walmart to build smaller stores or not build at all.
Don't come in. Cannibalize our retail by putting a big, you know, sucking sound out on the edge by the interstate and undermining our business district and the character of our neighborhoods.
Leroy was one of many speakers at a Sierra Club-sponsored conference in Madison on good jobs and good growth. Dave Lowe of the State and Municipal Workers Union, AFSCME, says unions are joining the anti-sprawl movement and opposing new Walmarts because unplanned growth at the edge of cities can lead to a loss of tax base.
If the tax base shrinks, then we talk about less service. We talk about less public employees, and we talk about more privatization, you know, of public service.
Also at the conference were members of the United Food and Commercial Workers Union that represents grocery workers. They oppose Walmart because the company has refused to allow its grocery stores to be unionized. But a Walmart spokesperson says the company treats its workers fairly. John Bisio also defends the company's commitment to abide by local comprehensive growth plans when siting new stores.
The suggestion, I guess, is that you can't have Walmart and have smart growth or thoughtful development. And I don't think that's true.
BCO says the company is sensitive to the comprehensive growth plans that communities in Wisconsin are required to have. It's precisely those plans and legal challenges in the courts that anti-Walmart activists hope to use to force Walmart to either downsize or decide against expanding its stores in Wisconsin. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.